to celebrate courage and purpose.
This is International Women's Day 2026,
a day to stand for rights for all women and girls.
At Radio Christian Voice, we believe every woman is fearfully and wonderfully made, created with divine purpose.
From mothers to daughters, leaders to dreamers, your voice matters, your faith matters.
Join us this International Women's Day as we amplify conversations that inspire change and uphold God-given rights.
International Women's Day 2026. Rights, justice, action for all women and girls.
Celebrating women.
Honoring purpose. Right here on Radio Christian Voice. Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
Government urged to safeguard sovereignty in U.S. health aid talks. Energy expert says global oil prices likely to impact Zambia's fuel costs amid tensions in Middle East. And U.S. sanctions Rwanda's military and top commanders over fighting in DR Congo. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Built Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Moshalika says government must not accept health aid from the United States of America if the aid package comes with conditions that infringes on the sovereignty of the Zambian people. Recently, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa informed the nation that government had not rejected the $26 billion kwacha health support from the United States, as reported by some international media outlets, saying that government remains engaged in dialogue with the U.S. on the matter. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Moshalika said the ongoing discussions highlight the need for Zambia to reduce its dependence on foreign aid. It is surprising that a country endowed with natural resources is negotiating for funds that could easily be generated from the mining sector if the right mechanisms are put in place, said Dr. Moshalika. He maintained that as long as the aid package comes with conditions that infringe on the rights of Zambians, government must be prepared to walk away from such engagements. Dr. Moshalika further stated that government should only seek aid when absolutely necessary, stressing that Zambia can be self-sufficient in meeting its basic needs if the mining and agriculture sectors are properly aligned and managed.
So the position remains the same. If the U.S. is going to back down and agree that this be given on conditions that are neutral, fair to both countries, that's okay. That's the way to go.
Okay.
But if these negotiations are meant to be a win-lose kind of situation, then we stand by our position. Our sovereignty is more important than any aid from anybody else.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotone, says revenue collected from road toll fees forms part of the broader funding basket for the road sector, supporting construction, rehabilitation and maintenance works across the country. Speaking during the questions for oral answer session in the National Assembly today, Dr. Msokotone disclosed that as of August 2025, a total of 50 toll stations were operational countrywide. Of these, 26 inland toll stations are operated by the National Road Fund Agency, NFRA. 5 inland toll stations are managed by concessionaires, while 19 ports of entry toll facilities are operated by the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, said Dr. Msokotone. Dr. Msokotone revealed that from the 26 inland toll stations and the 19 ports of entry, government is collecting an average of 337 million kwacha per month as of November 2025. He emphasized that the funds collected are not isolated but are pulled together with other resources allocated to the road sector to ensure continued improvement of the country's road network. Dr. Msokotone was responding to Chiluwi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube, who sought clarification on how the revenue for toll stations is being applied.
As of November 2025, on average, 337 million kwacha
is collected monthly from the 26 inland toll stations and 19 ports of entries, broken down as follows: 150 million per month, 150 million from the 26 inland toll stations, and 187 million from the 19 ports of entry.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has warned that the recent rise in international oil prices is likely to affect pump prices in Zambia. Global oil prices have surged following reports that at least three ships were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz amid escalating tensions as Iran continues to launch strikes across the Middle East in response to ongoing attacks by the United States and Israel. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu explained that Zambia's heavy reliance on imported petroleum products makes the country vulnerable to fluctuations on the global market. Once international oil prices rise, Zambia is inevitably affected due to its dependence on imported oil, said Mr. Zulu. He noted that the country cannot shield itself from such global shocks because it does not produce its own crude oil. Mr. Zulu has since called on government to strengthen strategic fuel reserves to help cushion the country against sudden and unpredictable changes in international oil prices.
We have to understand that Zambia does not produce petroleum products or oil, so we are highly dependent on the global oil market. This leaves us to the mercy of global oil price. Any changes within global demand or shift will actually have a ripple effect on the pump pricing. This is inevitable. Once prices on the international oil market surge, meaning that Zambia is also going to feel the impact, which of course we can't avoid.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has called on government to urgently fast-track the enactment of the Tobacco Control Bill, warning that millions of informal economy workers remain at risk of developing serious illnesses due to tobacco exposure. ZANAMAKA Director Mopila Kamea appeals to government to work through Parliament to pass the long-awaited legislation without further delay. Mr. Kamea said the proposed law is critical not only as a public health measure but also as an economic and human rights safeguard for Zambia's informal sector. Members are the heartbeat of the Zambian economy, yet they operate in environments where they are constantly exposed to the dangers of second-hand smoke, said Mr. Kamea in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said lives of the traders, their children, and millions of customers who visit the markets are more valuable than the profits of the tobacco industry. Mr. Kamea has expressed concern that many marketeers, including pregnant women and infants, work in semi-enclosed spaces with limited ventilation, making them particularly vulnerable to second-hand smoke. He warns that tobacco-related illnesses such as cancer, chronic respiratory diseases, and diabetes often result in the loss of breadwinners in the informal sector, pushing already vulnerable families into extreme poverty. Mr. Kamea has also raised alarm over the easy availability of cheap tobacco products near trading areas, arguing that this exposes young people, described as the future of Zambia's workforce, to early nicotine addiction. He pledged to collaborate with key government ministries, including the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, and the Ministry of Education, to intensify sensitization campaigns nationwide. Mr. Kamea has further called on civil society organizations and the private sector to support the initiative, emphasizing the urgency of passing the Tobacco Control Bill. This bill must be enacted now for the citizens of today and the generations of tomorrow, said Mr. Kamea.
We are a primary representative body for Zambia's informal economy operators, and we therefore view the enactment of this bill not merely as a health policy, but as a critical economic and human rights necessity for the nation's marketeers, traders, and small-scale farmers